And I don't hate the propaganda. I do a lot of opposition research. I watch Netflix, and these are great films. It's great entertainment. But the fact is, that's what makes it so potent. They know that your political decisions, your major decisions are going to be influenced by what's in the culture, and that's where they put most of their focus. Marjorie Taylor Greene posts pro-gun tweet after Texas school shooting. She said, "Our nation needs to take a serious look at the state of mental health today." So this is the line, the guardrail. The left will say too many guns, too much hate on the internet, mind viruses. The right will say mental illness, false flag. It's always the same. It's been the same since Adam Lanza. Mental illness, MK Ultra, false flag. It's a hoax. There's a huge difference. Anybody that can't see that is a dupe, or they're duping you. So what do you want to follow? Do you want to follow someone? Do you want to follow an assessment from someone who's been duped or someone who's duping you, which is worse? LeBron James expresses anger and calls for change after mass shooting at elementary school. Another indicator you're looking at a celebrity-driven psyop, when all the celebrities with their platforms are out there to communicate the message with one voice. It's a monolithic media. Speak to us more politely, Russia warns its enemies it will soon have 50 new nuclear weapons.